Second Chronicles chapter 2. Solomon decided to build a temple for the name of the Lord, and a royal palace for himself. Solomon conscripted 70,000 laborers and 80,000 stone cutters in the hill country, with 3,600 to oversee them. Solomon sent word to King Huram of Tyre, "Once you dealt with my father David, and sent him cedar to build himself a house to live in. I am now about to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, and dedicate it to him for offering fragrant incense before him, and for the regular offering of the rose of bread, and for burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbaths, and the new moons, and the appointed festivals of the Lord our God, as ordained forever for Israel. The house that I am about to build will be great, for our God is greater than other gods. But who is able to build him a house, since heaven, even highest heaven, cannot contain him? Who am I to build a house for him, except as a place to make offerings before him? So now send me an artisan skilled to work in gold, silver, bronze, and iron, and in purple, crimson, and blue fabrics, trained also in engraving, to join the skilled workers who are with me in Judah and Jerusalem, whom my father David provided. Send me also cedar, cypress, and algum timber from Lebanon, for I know that your servants are skilled in cutting Lebanon timber. My servants will work with your servants to prepare timber for me in abundance, for the house I am about to build will be great and wonderful. I will provide for your servants, those who cut the timber, 20,000 cores of crushed wheat, 20,000 cores of barley, 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of oil." Then King Huram of Tyre answered in a letter that he sent to Solomon, "Because the Lord loves his people, he has made you king over them." Huram also said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who made heaven and earth, who has given King David a wise son, endowed with discretion and understanding, who will build a temple for the Lord and a royal palace for himself. I have dispatched Huram Abai, a skilled artisan, endowed with understanding, the son of one of the Danite women, his father a Tyrian. He is trained to work in gold, silver, bronze, iron, stone, and wood, and in purple, blue, and crimson fabrics and fine linen, and to do all sorts of engraving and execute any design that may be assigned him, with your artisans, the artisans of my lord, your father David. Now as for the wheat, barley, oil, and wine, of which my lord has spoken, let him send them to his servants. We will cut whatever timber you need from Lebanon, and bring it to you as rafts by sea to Joppa. You will take it up to Jerusalem." Then Solomon took a census of all the aliens who were residing in the land of Israel, after the census that his father David had taken, and there were found to be 153,600. 70,000 of them he assigned as laborers, 80,000 as stone cutters in the hill country, and 3,600 as overseers to make the people work. Second Chronicles chapter 3. Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David, at the place that David had designated on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. He began to build on the second day of the second month of the fourth year of his reign. These are Solomon's measurements for building the house of God. The length in cubits of the old standard was 60 cubits, and the width 20 cubits. The vestibule in front of the nave of the house was 20 cubits long across the width of the house, and its height was 120 cubits. He overlaid it on the inside with pure gold. The nave he lined with cypress, covered it with fine gold, and made palms and chains on it. He adorned the house with settings of precious stones. The gold was gold from Parvaim. So he lined the house with gold, its beams, its thresholds, its walls, and its doors, and he carved cherubim on the walls. He made the most holy place. Its length, corresponding to the width of the house, was 20 cubits, and its width was 20 cubits. He overlaid it with 600 talents of fine gold. The weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold. He overlaid the upper chambers with gold. In the most holy place he made 2 carved cherubim and overlaid them with gold. The wings of the cherubim together extended 20 cubits. One wing of the one, 5 cubits long, touched the wall of the house, and its other wing, 5 cubits long, touched the wing of the other cherub. And of this cherub, 1 wing, 5 cubits long, touched the wall of the house, and the other wing, also 5 cubits long, was joined to the wing of the first cherub. The wings of these cherubim extended 20 cubits. The cherubim stood on their feet, facing the nave. And Solomon made the curtain of blue and purple and crimson fabrics and fine linen, and worked cherubim into it. In front of the house he made 2 pillars, 35 cubits high, with a capital of 5 cubits on the top of each. He made encircling chains, and put them on the tops of the pillars, and he made 100 pomegranates, and put them on the chains. He set up the pillars in front of the temple, one on the right, the other on the left. The one on the right he called Jachin, and the one on the left Boaz. 2 Chronicles chapter 4. He made an altar of bronze, 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 10 cubits high. Then he made the molten sea. It was round, 10 cubits from rim to rim, and 5 cubits high. A line of 30 cubits would encircle it completely. Under it were panels all around, each of 10 cubits, surrounding the sea. There were 2 rows of panels, cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea was set on them. The hindquarters of each were toward the inside. Its thickness was a handbreadth. Its rim was made like the rim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It held 3,000 baths. He also made 10 basins in which to wash, and set 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. In these they were to rinse what was used for the burnt offering. The sea was for the priest to wash in. He made 10 golden lampstands as prescribed, and set them in the temple, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north. He also made 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. And he made 100 basins of gold. He made the court of the priests and the great court, and doors for the court. He overlaid their doors with bronze. He set the sea at the southeast corner of the house. And Huram made the pots, the shovels, and the basins. Thus Huram finished the work that he did for King Solomon and the house of God. The 2 pillars, the bowls, and the 2 capitals on the top of the pillars, and the 2 lattice works to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, the 400 pomegranates for the 2 lattice works, 2 rows of pomegranates for each lattice work, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars. He made the stands, the basins on the stands, the 1 sea, and the 12 oxen underneath it. The pots, the shovels, the forks, and all the equipment for these, Huram Abi made of burnished bronze for King Solomon, for the house of the Lord. In the plain of the Jordan the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zeredah. Solomon made all these things in great quantities, so that the weight of the bronze was not determined. So Solomon made all the things that were in the house of God, the golden altar, the tables for the bread of the presence, the lampstands and their lamps of pure gold, to burn before the inner sanctuary, as prescribed, the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of purest gold, the snuffers, basins, ladles, and firepans of pure gold. As for the entrance to the temple, the inner doors to the most holy place and the doors of the nave of the temple were of gold.